The Something for the Weekend Experimental Podcast, brought to you by Liberal Democrat Voice, www.libdemvoice.org.
Something for the Weekend comes this week from my secret bunker, where I'm hiding from Lord Renard. A group of Lib Dem colleagues and friends went out on a birthday trip clay pigeon shooting yesterday, where I broke the cardinal rule of office politics: don't beat the boss. And saying Chris Renard is a little bit competitive is like saying David Cameron is a little bit posh, or Peter Hain is a little bit orange. Last I heard, the chief exec was inquiring whether duelling is allowed in the House of Lords. Freshly shot for Something for the Weekend today. David Heath gets photographed, Hasbro gets 11 points or 33 on a triple word score, Jack Straw gets sarcasm, and more. Good week. Former top cop Brian Paddick has had a good week. The Liberal Democrats candidate for Mayor of London formally launched his campaign on Monday in Brixton, returning to a borough he used to command in the Metropolitan Police. He promised to use his experience to cut crime as mayor, and to stand down from the job if he doesn't succeed. Evening Standard columnist Nirpal Dhaliwal praised Paddick's stance and declared his support. Dashing, successful and openly gay, Paddick would best represent the diversity, dynamism and funkiness of our capital city, but he also has the CV most suited to running it. Bad week. It's been a bad week for Scrabulous, the online Scrabble game heavily used via Facebook. It's had lots of free publicity, but only because Hasbro and Mattel, the companies who own the rights to the board game, have asked Facebook to pull the application. Created by two Calcutta-based brothers, it's one of the most popular applications on the social networking site. There is a large Save Scrabulous group on Facebook, as well as various smaller groups in support. Those with an opposing view can join four other members in the group Hasbro and Mattel Are Right and We Know It. Also in the news. On BBC News, BA pilot Feared All Would Die continues the story of the plane crash at Heathrow and has a helpful diagram at the bottom of the page. Lord Digby Jones, the biggest dog in the world, has reported late to the House of Lords declaration showing possible problematic shareholdings. The Royal Navy has lost a laptop containing passport and bank details of 600,000 people interested in joining the armed forces. Defence Secretary Des Brown will make a statement just as soon as he works out where he left it. Jack Straw has declared himself unhappy with transitional arrangements as Sark moves towards democracy. Apparently a mixed house with some seats not elected is not acceptable. Now, what does that remind me of? The English Democrats replace mayoral candidate. Our friends in the English Democrats have announced that Fathers for Justice founder Matt O'Connor is to replace the widely respected, softly spoken TV critic Gary Bushell as the party's candidate for Mayor of Middlesex, London. Judging from the photo on the English Democrats website, his top policy will be free stylists for all Londoners. In a break with tradition, he appears to have swapped the cross of St George for a strange cross, no pun intended, between the Swiss flag and the St John's Ambulance logo. If anything, it resembles the flag of Wallace and Futuna, which is French. Hopefully the commute to London won't be too much for Romsey resident Mr O'Connor. Meanwhile, Gary Bushell's former mayoral campaign website is redirecting you, it claims, to the new board, but don't click on the link because it's in fact redirecting web browsers to itself.
Forever and ever and ever.
David goes to Dollywood. Yes, that is Somerton and Froome MP David Heath with country music legend Dolly Parton. David met Dolly in December at the British launch of her Imagination Library, a scheme she developed in East Tennessee and now operates across the US to offer preschool children access to books at an early age. Children who register for the program receive a book every month until their fifth birthday. It's paid for by a partnership between her foundation and local authorities and sponsors. Sounds like an excellent project. David's working on taking it to Somerset and we wish him success. Facebook groups of the week. PPC Duncan Hames is doing a sponsored sleepout next weekend to raise funds for the Doorway Project in Chippenham. Today is International Talk Like Tom Baker Day. Everybody say, "Ah!" And get out your diaries because on May 15th, 2008, everybody needs to go out and panic buy carrots. Coming up. But where can I see Lib Dems in the medias this week, Will? I hear you cry. Fear not. Flock Together has the ones we know about. Nick Clegg was on the Andrew Marr Show on BBC One this morning. You should be able to watch it soon, if not already, on the AM website. David Laws will be on Question Time this Thursday on BBC One. And finally, especially for David Heath, that's not him in the video, it's Kenny Rogers, here are Kenny and Dolly with Islands in the Stream. Something for next weekend? Drop us a line at weekend@giftenvoice.org.